Laura Davis was a freshman at Kent State when the shootings took place. In 2012, she was part of a group that applied to make the site an historic landmark. She says the landmark designation reinforces the national impact of the shooting, including the withdrawal of ground troops from Cambodia and changes in how the government handles protests.
It no longer was going to be a matter of course that guardsmen would come onto a campus with loaded weapons.
Davis hopes the site's elevated status will help visitors place the shooting in a broader historical context.
By knowing these particular stories, we can react better, think things through better, connect things better in our minds so that we can be better citizens today.
The landmark designation doesn't automatically entitle the site to federal money, but the elevated status could make it easier to get funding in the future. I'm Phil De Oliveira, 89.7 WKSU.